Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. Let me adjust my microphone. And we are here in the home of the microphone. WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning, everybody out there that's listening to us this morning on this first Sunday in June.
First Sunday in June. What a beautiful week it was, Farmer Wisely.
It was a little scary at the beginning of the week, but it turned out really nice.
It did turn out
really
nice.
Yesterday was a killer day. It was almost near 80 degrees.
Summer is here-ish.
Oh, thank God. I don't like the cold anymore.
Well, we're going to have a warm show just for you, Farmer.
That's right.
We're going to be hearing from Bill Whalen and the Invisible Stars of University College Dublin. We'll be hearing from Michal Looney, Molsky, and as well as the Edenderry Band and Michael Dwyer's Escape Awakening from Andy Irvin. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to try to boil that water a little more with some cranberries, some rum jacks, Celtic Thunder, and if I have time, some Irish Rovers.
Excellent. We'll start off this morning with the tune Coast of Galicia, Bill Whalen, and the Invisible Stars of UCD.
I dreamed of my true love last night. last night. All in my arms I held her tight. When I awoke, she was not there. Now must I live without her? I wrote to her door, and her father did say, it's for her own sake that we've sent her away. Don't come anymore, for you'll never see her again. They've taken away my own true love, and tears wet my pillow like rain from above. She is the only one I love, my rainbow near the willows. The night being stormy and late was the hour when I dreamed that I stood beneath a dark tower, crying there like a man in despair, where are you, all my jewel? I rose from my bed and I mounted my steed, and through that quiet town at once I did speed. You are the only one, I cry, my rainbow mid the willows. When she heard these words from her love, she whispered so low from a window above, darling, I'd be in your company, but locks and chains do hinder. Stood for a moment in deepest despair, then I swore that locked room I would enter there, or I would know why she was locked and chained within there. Up stepped her father, stern and wise, likewise two brothers with hate in their eyes. Before you'd enter that locked room, in your life's blood you'd wallow. I broke down the door with my sword in my hand, and I shattered those chains, and at bay I did stand. Blood it was spilt, in rivers it ran, till they could fight no more. I rode from that tower, my love by my side, over mountain and moor, away we did ride. You are the only one, I cried, my rainbow mid life's willows.
Thank you.
Wasn't that cheerful, Farmer?
Yes. That was enough to warm up everybody and get them going for this first Sunday in June.
Absolutely. I agree. Those were reels. And they were the Edenderry reel, the Dangerous reel, the Newfound reel, the Out reel from our good friend David Munnerly and his band Morga. And the name of the album is For the Sake of Old Decency. And before that, we heard from Andy Irvin and Donal Looney, who often play together. As I mentioned to you earlier, they were from The Frames, the band The Frames. The name of the tune was Rainbow Mid the Willow. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay.
It's a place name, I think. And the name of the album is The Long and the Short of It. And before that, we heard from the Invisible Stars of UCD, who are the choral singers. They're the students of choral work at University College Dublin. And they performed for us at the Coast of Galicia with Bill Whalen. So that was a nice set.
Yes, that was a really nice set.
And you're going to start us off our next nice set, Farmer.
Yes, I am, with Celtic Thunder.
These mist-covered mountains are a home now for me, but my home is the lowlands and always will be. Someday you'll return. And your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire. Your suffering as the battles reached higher.
Michael Dwyer is my name. I'll not deny the same. In the mountains of West Wicklow I was born. I was in a fight of late with the man of 98 when we took an escorty by storm. When the rising was put down, we very quickly found that in our own homes we could no longer dwell. Ah, but many's a lonely cave some form of comfort gave, and the people of these mountains know us well. Well, the snow was falling fast and the night was far advanced when the three safe houses came in view. The weather was severe, but a guard was posted near, though the dangers on a night like this seemed few. But some sneaking little spy to his master he did fly, and may I live to even up the score. For it's when we awoke, to be sure it was no joke, to find 100 Highland soldiers at the door. Come out, you rebel band, cried the captain in command, you do not have a prayer, not a hope. Surrender to me now, and your lives, I vow, will be spared, the bullet and the rope. Says Dwyer to his men, boys, here we are again, though I'm afraid this time it cannot be denied. It would take more than God's grace to defend this place from a regiment of soldiers outside. The house was set on fire with McAllister and Dwyer expecting to perish in the flames. With the powder and the smoke they were nearly overcome, crying a curse upon your bloody Highland games. From behind the stable wall a well-aimed musket ball caused McAllister pain he could not hide. As his gun was blown away he looked down with dismay at his arm hanging useless by his side. He says, Dwyer, I'm done, hand me up your gun, let's see what a spring you can make. As he opened the door, he gave one loud roar, I die for my country's sake. The volley rang out and Dwyer sprang forth, poor Sam received the fire. Oh, generous and brave, McAllister gave up his life for Michael Dwyer. Well, before they could reload, he was halfway down the road with a kilted Scotsman snapping at his heels. The troopers held their fire till they saw what might transpire, and they watched as Dwyer tripped him in the field. Running like a mountain goat, no trousers, no coat, his bare feet were bleeding to be sure. As he crossed the black banks, he offered hearty thanks and got safely to a cave in Glenmalure. We lost three men that day, our captain got away, and the others surrendered on the spot. Three of them, alas, were hanged in bolting glass, the others went before the firing squad. Dwyer fought the law 5 years, maybe more, till at last to Dublin he did go. And from there he set sail, bound for New South Wales, far from the county Wicklow.
I like that. That was called Jigs into Polka. So we heard jigs first, and then we heard a polka.
I guess so. It sounded so well, it matched in perfectly.
It did. It did. This is a German album from Gudrun Walther and Jürgen Treys. And they're very enamored with Irish music. And so this is a two-CD set. The first CD seems more traditional German folk slash maybe Irish music. Titles like Here is Your Hier ist Freude, Tanz, Ich weiß an wein Brown's Magdalene. So that's the German side. And then CD 2 is the Irish side with The Roseville Fair, The Moving Pint, and as you just heard, Jigs into Polka. So that was pleasant enough.
It was.
And we also heard another tune from Andy Irvin, who tells a good story, with Michael Dwyer's Escape. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Celtic Thunder, and the song was Brothers in Arms, and that was off the Celtic Thunder album.
Okay. And you're going to start us off.
Yes, we're going to
a new one.
Kick this one off with the Cranberries. We'll be right back.
So I go walking on the shore and wonder what I'm walking for. Rain falling in the stream as I try to figure, I try to figure out what it all means. And I find chameleon dreams in my mind. Took a little ride on the carousel. When will it end? I can never tell. Keep spinning to the soul serene till I've got no reason. I've got no reason to figure out what it means. And I find chameleon dreams in my mind. Step into the soul serene, the soul serene. Step into the soul serene, the soul serene. Step into the soul serene, the soul serene. Step into
where
the soul
have you
serene.
Been
all my life? I go walking on the shore and wonder what I'm walking for. All steady sunlight seen, but something tells me all is not as it seems. And I find chameleon dreams in my mind. Step into the soul serene, the soul serene. Step into the soul serene, the soul serene. Step into the soul serene, the soul serene. Step into
where
the soul
have you
serene.
Been?
Step into
where
the soul
have you
serene.
Been?
The soul
all
serene.
My life.
Step into
where
the soul
have you
serene.
Been?
The soul
all
serene. My life. Step into
where
the soul
have
serene.
You been?
The soul
all
serene.
My life.
Step into
where
the soul
have
serene.
You been?
All my life.
Where'er my path
Mary O'Hara there.
Any relation to Maureen?
I don't know. I wonder if Maureen, yeah, Maureen O'Hara, is that was her real name, too.
Yeah.
Was, yeah. So I don't know. That's a good question. They're the same generation.
Yeah.
But it's certainly a unique voice. I really like her voice, and she does a great job with some of the traditional Irish music that we all love. The name of that album, Down by the Glenside, Farewell, But Whenever.
Farewell and Whatever.
And Whatever is the name of that tune. And before that, we heard from Josephine Marsh with her accompanist Jimmy McGregor with Humble Lashing Down Pipe.
Humble Lashing Down the Pipe.
And you started us off there?
I did. I started us off with the Cranberries. And the song was Dreams. And that was off Dreams, the collection. So we'll be hearing from more from them. I haven't listened to that album all the way through yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No, I've only had it for 3 years.
So today in Irish history, or in Irish American history, I should say.
Irish American history.
On June 2nd, well, that's today.
Yes.
The Battle of Ridgeway was fought in Ontario when approximately 600 to 800 members of the Fenian Brotherhood, all veterans of the American Civil War, crossed the Niagara River from Buffalo and clashed with hundreds of Canadian soldiers. The plan was described by the Irish Republican Brotherhood founder James Stephens as a, quote, scheme of wreaking revenge upon England through her Canadian possessions, unquote, and devised by Cork-born millionaire William Randall Roberts. Roberts' plan split the Fenian Brotherhood, period. Founding member John O'Mahony disapproved, as did James Stephens. Nonetheless, on June 1st, they crossed the border into Canadian territory, occupying the town of Fort Erie, and issue a proclamation signed by Thomas William Sweeney. Quote, to the people of British America, we come among you as foes of British rule in Ireland, looking about us for an enemy, and we find him here. To Irishmen throughout these provinces, we appeal in the name of 7 centuries of British iniquity and Irish misery and suffering. In the names of our murdered sires, our desolate homes, our desecrated altars, Our millions of famine graves, our insulted name and race, to stretch forth the hand of brotherhood in the cause of fatherland. Two Canadian military units were deployed to the area, led by Colonel Alfred Brooker. They first appeared to get the better of the Fenians. They were eventually routed in a bayonet charge ordered by John O'Neill, a former U.S. cavalry officer. 9 Canadian soldiers were killed in the battle. Victory for the Fenians, however, was short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that 3,000 Imperial troops were advancing on the area, O'Neill evacuated his men the following day. Many were arrested by U.S. authorities on their way back and eventually released on the condition that they would return to their home states. So,
There you go.
That today in Irish history, the Battle of Ridgeway.
Ridgeway.
And now we're going to hear number one.
We are going to hear number 14.
Here we go.
Farewell. No. But whenever you welcome the hour.
It's good enough.
The problem is I hit 214.
Yeah.
Walking the lane. Oh, but I love this easy one, and she had a scar. God's prisoner, a mark in his name. Oh, she was the flute of Northumberland.
And it's Oganalassie, would not he be?
Oganalone, 'tis easy one.
I would mak her a lady, oh, high degree.
Ere she lose me, oh, to this prison, says fly.
And she's done her bill to her father's bedstock.
Oh, what a love, 'tis easy one.
And she's stolen the keys for many brave locks.
Loosen him from his prison, says fly.
And she's done her bill to her father's stable.
Oh, what a love, 'tis easy one.
And she's stolen the steed that was bathwaiting table. Scotland. As they were riding across the Scots Muir, he said,
oh, but a love, 'twas easy one. Get down from a horse, you brazen faced whore. Although you're the floor of Northumberland.
For it's I have my wife in my own country.
Oh, but your love, 'twas easy one.
And I can't do nothing with a lassie like thee.
So you'll need to give back to Northumberland.
A cook in your kitchen, I surely will be. Kitchen, your caddy will be.
Oh, what your love, 'twas easy one.
Or by a lady, she won't have servants like thee.
So you'll need to give him to Northumberland.
But late was he, the lassie to time.
Oh, but your love, 'twas easy one.
So he's hired her a horse and he's hired her a man.
Northumberland.
But when she got in, her father did frown and said,
oh, but your love, 'twas easy one to gang with a Scotsman when you're barely 15, and even the floor of Northumberland.
But when she got in, her mother did smile and said,
oh, but your love, 'twas easy one. But do you know the first of the Scots he beguiled? And you're welcome back here to Northumberland. You would be one breed and you would be one to wine. Oh, but your love, 'twas easy one. And you would be one silver to buy a man.
That was the Tannehill Weavers with Bra Burn the Bridges.
Well,
whoever Bra is. And before that, we heard The Flower of Northumberland from the Barleycorn, who are playing with the Johnstons.
Ah, there you go.
And you were starting us off, as you usually do, Farmer?
I started us off with the Rumjacks, and that was Naysayers, and that was off their meeting album, Hostas.
Ah, okay.
Hasta. Hastia.
Who knows? Something like that.
Yeah. So, I can't read it that well because I wrote it in real small.
So to end the show, we're going to be hearing from Bobby Casey and John McLaughlin with the Bank of Ireland Reel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio.
And like I do every week, everybody have a good week. I want to shout out to Joe. Just don't listen to Joe. And I will be good, be kind, and keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gurum ugat gusjihi shuhugan.